All right, everybody, let's get ready for a deep dive today into the world of friendships, Meets on the Move podcast here. You know, the kind that make you feel like, wow, like you can take on the world or at least like survive until Monday morning. We've got this super interesting article here, a psychologist trained Harvard, no less. And it breaks down these seven signs of a true ride or die friendship. Sounds intense. It does, right? But, you know, it's always cool to see, like, real research in psychology applied to something that's so universal. I mean, everybody has friends, so it's not just like these warm, fuzzy vibes. There's actual science behind it. You know, what makes these friendships really work? I like that. So it's not just like
touchy-feely stuff. This is like legit research-backed stuff.
Exactly, like real deal stuff. So the first sign, this one maybe won't surprise you, it's laughter. This article is like all about shared laughter. But it's more than just having fun. It actually shows how strong of a bond you have. And it can even predict how intense the friendship will be.
I've never thought about it like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, so it's like, the more you're laughing together, the closer you are.
It seems like it.
That makes sense when you think about it. Because you're both experiencing that like same emotional release.
Oh yeah, totally.
And the article even calls it like emotional mirroring.
Oh wow.
Which I think is fascinating. It's like your brains are kind of syncing up, okay, creating this connection.
It's like your own little comedy club. But the membership is exclusive and the benefits are endless laughter lines.
I love that. And I bet you could even take it a step further. Like think about who makes you laugh the most.
Ooh, yeah.
And maybe even keep a tally.
Just for fun.
Okay, so moving on to sign number two. This one's all about support. Having a friend who believes in you even when you don't.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right. It's like having your own personal cheerleader who's always in your corner, reminding you of your strengths and your potential, even when you feel like a deflated balloon. I love that image. And that kind of support actually has a real impact. Studies show that people with supportive friends are more likely to reach their goals, and they even report higher levels of satisfaction with their lives.
That's amazing. So it's like they're your hype person, but they're pushing you to be your best self.
Exactly.
Now, being a good friend sometimes means being honest.
Luckily.
Even when it's tough. That's actually sign number three.
Okay, so honesty, but not always rainbows and sunshine.
Right, not always.
Sometimes a true friend needs to give you a little constructive criticism.
Yeah.
And the article talks about how this honesty, even if it's uncomfortable at the time, is actually so important for growth and deep connection.
For sure, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Where we needed a friend to kind of nudge us in the right direction.
Yeah.
Or tell us, maybe don't wear that shirt, you look like a banana.
Exactly, it's for your own good. And the research shows this too. Honest communication, even when it's negative feedback, is key for long-term relationship satisfaction.
Wow, so the next time a friend gives you some tough love, don't take it personally. It's a sign of their care.
They're looking out for you.
They want you to be the best you. And speaking of making an effort, the fourth sign is about making time for each other.
Okay.
Which sounds obvious.
Yeah.
But we often forget with our busy lives.
Yeah, I can see that.
So in this world of busy schedules
and
a million distractions, just making time for your friends sends a strong message.
Definitely. Yeah. It really shows you care.
Exactly.
And there's research to back that up too. The more time we invest in friendships, the closer and more satisfied we feel.
Yeah, it's like saying, hey, you're important to me. And I'm making space for you in all this craziness. And that feels good, right?
It does. It really does.
Okay. So building on that connection, the next sign is about emotional support. Being there for the ups and downs.
Yeah.
The celebrations and the meltdowns.
The
meltdowns. You got to be there for those too. The article describes it as riding an emotional roller coaster together.
Through all the loops and turns.
All the loops and turns, exactly.
Right, that's a good way to put it. And that kind of support is so essential for well-being. Studies actually show that having someone to lean on during those tough times strengthens the bond and makes the friendship stronger.
Wow. So it's like a built-in support system that knows how to handle you.
Exactly. They know how to handle your brand of crazy.
Exactly. They know your brand of crazy. They know how to handle it.
They get you.
So speaking of knowing you well, the next sign is about understanding, that feeling. When you're truly seen and heard by somebody.
It's like they just get you.
Like they can read your mind. or at least your text messages. You know, those cryptic ones. Like, what does this even mean?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Well, the article mentions this thing called empathic accuracy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's basically the ability to accurately read someone's emotions. Like a superpower.
Wow.
That true friends have.
It's a good way to put it. It's like a special connection. You don't have to explain yourself all the time.
Yep,
they just get it.
They just get it.
And that leads to this feeling of deep understanding and acceptance.
Yes. Like your friend is a mind reader, but instead of using their powers for evil, they're just there to give you a hug or like a listening ear.
Exactly.
When you need it. Okay. So finally, the seventh sign might be my favorite. Accepting you, quirks and all.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is. This is where it goes beyond.
Yeah.
Just liking someone's good qualities. It's about embracing their whole self, even the parts they might be a little embarrassed about, like saying, I love you, even when you're being a total weirdo.
Aha. Uh-huh. We all have those moments.
We all have those moments.
And the article really highlights how important that is for our well-being. When we feel accepted for who we are, it boosts our self-esteem and lets us be more authentic.
Like they're your hype person. But they're not hyping you up for a presentation. They're hyping you up for just being you.
Exactly.
Which is amazing.
It is. Okay, so we've gone through all seven signs. Laughter, support, honesty time. Emotional availability, understanding, and acceptance. It's pretty incredible to see how these things, that might seem simple on the surface, are actually backed by research and contribute so much to the strength and depth of our friendships.
Yeah, we cracked the code for amazing friendships. But before we go celebrate, let's think about what this means for us, for our own relationship.
Yes. It's one thing to understand these signs.
Yeah.
But the real magic happens when we apply them to our own lives.
Right. So dear listener, think about your own friendships. Do any of these signs stand out to you? Maybe you have a friend who's like a master of laughter, or someone who always has your back.
Or gives the best advice.
Yeah. Or maybe you felt the power of honest feedback. Or that warmth of being truly understood.
It's amazing when you find that.
It is.
And it's not just about recognizing these qualities in others. It's also about how we can embody them in our own friendships.
So maybe we need to be better about making time for our friends or practice being more honest and supportive.
It's all about being mindful.
Mindful.
How we show up.
In our relationships.
And making a real effort to build those deeper connections.
And hey, maybe this deep dive has inspired you to reach out to an old friend or even talk to someone new.
Ooh, I like that.
You never know where a little laughter and genuine connection might lead.
I love that.
Exactly. And that brings us to our final thought for today. This article we've been talking about outlines these seven signs of a true friend.
Right.
But if you could add an eighth sign, what would it be?
Oh.
What quality or behavior makes a truly exceptional friend?
That's a good one. It's like you're giving us homework.
A little bit.
But the fun kind. Where we get to think about the people who make our lives better.
Exactly.
So ponder that, jot down some notes, talk to a friend about it, just let it simmer.
Maybe it'll spark some new insights.
Ooh.
Or just inspire you to appreciate your friendships even more. Or even inspire you to be a better friend yourself.
That's a great point, because friendship is a two-way street.
It is.
It's about giving and receiving. Supporting and being supportive, and showing up for each other.
Even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard.
Exactly. And the more we work on those qualities, the more we attract those amazing friendships.
It's like a positive feedback loop.
Yes.
Friendship vibes.
Friendship vibes. I love it. Okay. I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy. So on that note, we're going to wrap up our deep dive into the world of true friendships.
We hope you've learned something new and feel inspired to nurture those connections that bring so much to your life.
Yes. Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and keep those friendship fires burning bright.
Friendship vibes are the best vibes.
The best.
It's amazing how just talking about friendship can like lift your mood.
It really is. It's like a reminder that we're meant to connect with people, you know? Those close bonds make life so much better. But as we were talking about those seven signs, something kind of hit me. Like, these aren't just about friendship, are they?
Oh, that's a really good point.
Like these qualities.
The laughter, support, honesty, making time, emotional availability, understanding, acceptance.
Yeah, all of that.
Those are important for any strong relationship.
Exactly. Like, think about it. Romantic relationships, family. Even with your coworkers.
It all applies.
It all applies.
Whether you call it friendship or love,
or just connection.
Yeah.
It's at the heart of what makes relationships work.
So maybe this deep dive has given us a framework for being better humans in all parts of our lives.
I love that.
Not just with friends.
That's a great takeaway.
And before we go,
yes,
I want to circle back to something the psychologist said about friendship, not being about perfection.
Right. It's about finding those people who accept our quirks, who challenge us when we need it, and who love us through it all.
It's like a reminder to embrace the messiness of life.
So we hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of true friendship. Maybe you learned something new or new perspective.
Or maybe you just feel inspired, to appreciate your friends even more. So until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and keep those friendship fires burning bright.
Till next week, and don't forget to share our podcast with friends, by the way.